Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. As I always say, I got absolutely no clue what time it is for you. I just know it is the NFL Rewind, week 7 in the NFL right here on Sports Overnight America. Wow, what a day. What a day in the NFL. We had an unbelievable performance from Aaron Rodgers. 6 touchdowns on the day, 5 in the air, 1 with his legs. An unbelievable performance from him, man, showing that he still has it. He could very well be the MVP. You never know, man. That's why they play the games each and every Sunday. The Rams go to the Falcons, and they embarrass them once again. It's only a matter of time before the Falcons make some moves. The Bills eliminate being embarrassed by the Dolphins, who are still winless on the season. And the Bills now 5-1. The Jaguars, Minshew Mania, Minshew Magic, it continues to happen as he leads the way 27-17 over the Bengals, who also are winless on the season. The Vikings go to Detroit, they get it done, putting up 42 points behind a really nice effort from Kirk Cousins. Delvin Cook, Stephon Diggs, they lead the way for those guys on offense. Like I said, the Packers led by Aaron Rodgers, they beat the Raiders. A lot of people thought the Raiders might cause some havoc in Green Bay. Not to be. Colts with an exciting win. Jacoby Brissett, man, if you don't like this guy, you're going to hear me talking about him tons and tons. I love that dude. They get it done over the Texans. Cardinals, they've won 3 straight. Are you kidding me? The 49ers, they remain as a team that is yet to lose in the league at 6-0. Titans, holy cow, what a goal line stand by those guys as they beat the Chargers on an amazing day in the NFL. The Saints, they continue to play great with my man Teddy Bridgewater leading the way as Drew Brees continues to heal. Ravens beat the Seahawks. Cowboys get it done over the Eagles. Wow, what a day in the NFL. Week 7, Dorfman just getting loose right here on the NFL Rewind. Week 7, and you're listening to Sports Overnight America.
The football season's back! And now you can get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and make your bets on your favorite professional or college teams. Every spread, every total, every winner, and every loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. Will Mahomes throw for 56 touchdowns? Can the Pats go undefeated? Well, you can bet on all of this with the fastest odds updates and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, BetOnline.ag. Head over to BetOnline.ag or use your mobile device to join today and use promo code COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Get into all the action today with BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life. And there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. Winds whisper of high hopes. Victory is in the skies. A season awaits with glory in her eyes. One joins with many on summer's green field. Time to strive, to dare, for all not to yield.
Rodgers leaning in on his left foot again in the shotgun. Snap comes in off to the right, pulls it in. Rodgers steps up, floats the pass short. Adams with a catch at the 9. Jukes a man at the 5. Adams down the left sideline, diving for the goal line. Touchdown, Packers! 12 yards scored. Devontae Adams in the open field. And Green Bay creeps even closer. Down just 4, 20-16.
Rodgers continues in animated fashion to address his team. Now they're up to the line of scrimmage. Slot right, single receiver left. Rodgers takes quarterback sneak, reaches over, and the ball came loose, but it's a touchdown! It's a touchdown, Green Bay! Rodgers reached it over, and the Packers have taken the lead, 36-35.
Broke the plane of the goal line. It's a touchdown.
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
That's right, everybody. Welcome back in. Andy Dorf getting you through another NFL Rewind, week 7 of the NFL here on Sports Overnight America. You can always get at me a couple different ways, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter. Follow me there as well. It's Dorf on Sports. And wow, what a performance from Aaron Rodgers. Talk about a guy putting himself right back in the mix for the MVP race, and obviously having his team off to a 6-1 start, 4-1 at home, 429 yards on the day, 5 touchdowns, 25 of 31, throw in a rushing touchdown for that bad man, Aaron Rodgers. Wow, what a performance. Unbelievable. And he didn't have his main man, Devontae Adams. I mean, honestly, just an incredible performance, throwing to guys like myself, to be honest. It's miraculous what Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers are doing together in their inaugural season with each other. So kudos to the Green Bay Packers for getting it done over the Oakland Raiders, who a lot of people thought would go into Lambeau and make it really tough on the Packers. Wasn't meant to be for the Oakland Raiders. And you know what? Why not run through all the scores since we're at that point? Earlier in the week, if you didn't know, the Chiefs, they did win 30-6, but the bad news there, Patrick Mahomes injures that knee, dislocated kneecap, and he's out 3 weeks or so. We'll see how – we'll have to pay attention to that and see how serious it is. But ultimately, they win the game, but they lose the MVP from last season. So we'll see how long and how that affects the Chiefs moving forward, who, by the way, just looking ahead next week, they do play the Green Bay Packers. So interesting to see how that one will turn out. Rams get it done over the Falcons 37-10, and the Falcons are just awful. We'll get into a lot of this stuff in just a little bit. Bills 31-21 over the Dolphins. They escape some embarrassment because they were losing early in that game, 14-9, and Dolphins looked like they kind of had things going behind Ryan Fitzpatrick. Jaguars and the Minshew mania continues. Minshew magic, whatever you want to call it, 27-17. The Bengals also winless, so the Bengals and Dolphins remain winless on the season. Vikings get a big victory. I'll tell you what, 42-30 over the Lions, who, you know what, I'm sorry, but they're just going to be that team that has all kinds of bad things happen to them week in and week out, man. I feel bad for them to a certain degree. And then you got to say, wow, bad things happen to teams for a certain reason. But with that being said, good thing for Matthew Stafford. That dude, 40,000 yards passing, and I believe he's the fastest guy to ever do it. So kudos to Matthew Stafford in a losing effort, 42-30. The Vikings beat the Lions, and now the Vikings 5-2. So they are pushing the Packers, who are 6-1. And again, Packers did win 42-24 over the Raiders. Colts 30-23, and one of the more exciting games of the day. Jacoby Brissett, if you're not a fan of him, you ought to be. 26-39, 326 yards, 4 touchdowns on the day for that young man. And I'm telling you what, I am becoming a serious fan of that guy. I enjoy watching him play. Throws it out there on the line each and every Sunday for you. And the Colts look like a team that could be in the playoff mix in the AFC. Cardinals, can you believe I'm going to say this right now? Winners of 3 straight games. And here's the deal. They've beaten 3 lousy teams, the Cincinnati Bengals, the Atlanta Falcons, and now the New York Football Giants. But at the end of the day, you got to win football games, and you can only play who's on your schedule. So kudos to the Arizona Cardinals for winning the games that are on your schedule. I'll never go at you for doing well with the schedule that you have. However, I will say this. Don't get caught drinking the Kool-Aid and thinking maybe your team is better than they really are because of some of the teams that they have beaten. So, look, kudos to the Cardinals. 3 straight. Kyler Murray, Cliff Kingsbury having a little bit of, would you say, success here in the early parts of their careers in the NFL. Cardinals now 3-3-1 on the season, already getting that win total from last season, which they only had 3. So Chase Edmonds, big day for him, by the way, too. David Johnson was pretty banged up, and Chase made the most of it. 27 carries for him, 126 yards, and 3 touchdowns for him. 49ers 9-0 over the Redskins, who are just awful, man. And that was a real battle of just a sloppy football game, because literally it was sloppy outside. It was sloppy play on the field. Garoppolo didn't look great. Only threw the ball 21 times, 12 of which he completed, 151 yards, an interception to go along with that. So a really ugly football game in general. But the Niners, in a way, it's a good thing, man. Showing they can win ugly, showing they can win pretty, showing they can win at home, showing they can win on the road, which, by the way, 4-0 now for them on the road. So they've only played 2 games at home, and they're halfway through their road season, their road schedule, and they've won all 4 of those contests. So something to be said for that. Again, look at the competition. But they are 6-0 and leading their division. Chargers and Titans, we'll get to that one later, because that was an awesome game, and I want to kind of finish with that one. Saints do get it done, 36-25 over the Bears. Teddy Bridgewater had limited options, too. No Cook, no Alvin Kamara, so he was limited in the sense of Michael Thomas, who's a great option. And then Latavius Murray made the most of his opportunity with 27 carries, 119 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Teddy Bridgewater, pretty solid, 281 for 2 touchdowns for him. So a solid day. Michael Thomas, 9 receptions, 131 yards, again, Saints continuing to impress me. They are also 6-1 like the Green Bay Packers, and looking pretty damn good without Drew Brees, who's getting better each week, is what I'm hearing anyways. Ravens go on the road to beat the Seahawks 30-16, and that was impressive because Lamar Jackson, another day running the ball extremely well, 14 carries, 116 yards for him, one touchdown to go along with that. Russell Wilson didn't have the magic today. The Seahawks didn't have the magic today. The 12th man didn't really help them out too much. So they lose to the Ravens 30-16. Eagles go on the road, and a lot of people thought they could get a victory. Didn't happen. Ezekiel Elliott, solid game for him. 22 carries, 111 yards. A touchdown to go along with that. Amari Cooper returns to that lineup, plays pretty well. 5 receptions for him, 106 yards. Dak Prescott, a touchdown for him, 239 yards. Pretty efficient, 21 of 27 on the day. And then the Chargers, like I said, getting back to this game, Titans winning 23-20, and they hold them to a goal line stand at the end of the game. Derrick Henry, big day for him, 22 carries, 90 yards, a touchdown. Just a great effort from the Titans winning that ball game 23-20 over the Chargers, who have yet to find their mojo, man. That's not a good football team. We'll get into some of the good, the bad, the ugly, kind of like we always do here, the Dorfman style, the Dorfman way here. On the NFL Rewind, week 7 of the NFL. Can you believe it? I can't, man. Oh, man. You're hanging out with me here on Sports Overnight America, everybody. I'll be back.
Mariota's going to work out of the gun with Derrick Henry to his left. Mariota pumps that left leg, got the football, gives to Henry. Big hole. 25-yard line, 20, cut left at the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. Touchdown, Titans. 35 yards, Derrick Henry to the house, and this is a ball game.
Play fake. Tannehill going long. Way down for Stills.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 for the 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Jared Goff looks to the sidelines for Sean McVay. Play clock is down to 7. He is Gurley next to him in the backfield, trips to the near side. Play clock down to 2, now 1. He'll take the snap, drops back to pass, looks right, dances right, points right, throws to the middle, pass is complete to Reynolds. Back of the end zone, touchdown Los Angeles. It is now 16-7 with 4:22 to play here in the first half.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf, get at me. Let's talk about the NFL Week 7 as it is in the books. Unbelievable. 1 week away from being halfway through the NFL season. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. Follow me there as well. It's Dorf on Sports. And the Rams, I mean, just when you think the Rams might be kind of going the other direction, you see the Atlanta Falcons on your schedule, and you go into their house in the Mercedes-Benz Dome, and you take care of business, man. You win 37-10, and behind a pretty solid day from Jared Goff, 22 of 37, 268 yards, a couple touchdowns, no interceptions. He also ran one in for himself. So, look, at the end of the day, they're 4-3. The Seahawks a little bit ahead of them. The 49ers even more so ahead of them. So will the Rams kind of get things going? They now have Jalen Ramsey in that secondary for them. We'll see how that affects them moving forward, because obviously we all know they gave up a lot to get him. Kind of mortgaging the future for the present. Going all in, if you will. That was a physical game, by the way. Not sure you caught it. Aaron Donald and Devontae Freeman, I'll tell you what, they had themselves a serious battle, and Freeman got tossed out of the game, and rightfully so. I mean, I understand Donald's a big man, and he can cause havoc, but that was one of the ugly things you see in sports, and that guy deserved to be tossed. And Aaron Donald was just holding his ground. Big guy holding his ground. Freeman was absolutely insane. But I understand it, because the Falcons stink. They're really bad. Arthur Blank has said no moves will be made till week 9 or week 10. But I'll tell you what, I think Mike Smith sees the writing on the wall. He's probably out the door. Matty Ice got hurt as well, so we'll see what the future holds for the Atlanta Falcons, who, in my humble opinion, have not recovered since the Super Bowl loss, where they were up 28-3 over the New England Patriots. Hard to recover from stuff like that. But I like what I saw from the Rams. Todd Gurley becoming a little bit more effective for them. You don't necessarily see it with the amount of yardage that he's getting, but he had a great catch receiving the ball from Jared Goff to get himself a touchdown. So he's looking a little bit better. They do need to establish a little bit better ground game, because I do think that'll help Jared Goff moving forward. And is Jared Goff, where are you with Jared Goff? I'm not totally sold. I think he's good, but I don't know if he deserves the money that they just paid him. Time will tell us that. And again, we'll see how the Rams are moving forward in general, because of what they've done with the future. So many first-round draft picks gone. All right, moving on. Let's keep going with some of the good and the bad. And that's kind of what we're going to do the rest of the way. The Bills, I'll tell you what, they continue to win. Josh Allen continues to make plays. Their defense is really good. That's a playoff team, most likely. We will go through some of the standings, too, by the way, in just a moment. We'll check that out. But, wow. The Bills are probably on their way back to the playoffs. Jaguars 27-17. And let's talk a little bit about the good there. I think that in that particular division where the Jaguars are, where you've got Houston, Indianapolis, them, and the Titans, I do think things are going to get interesting. I really do. All those teams have something about them that is pretty interesting. And by the way, the Titans did it with Ryan Tannehill. Yeah, that's right. Ryan Tannehill went out there and beat Phillip Rivers. That's some of the really bad for the Chargers. We'll get to that in a moment. But I like this Minshew kid, man. I really do. Leonard Fournette, that's some of the good too, by the way. Good to see him rebounding. 29 carries, 131 yards, coming back after an injury from last season. The Jaguars aren't the same, but I do think that there is some promise with them moving forward. I really do. Let's keep it rolling. Vikings, they're not bad, man. And ever since all the nonsense about Kirk Cousins not getting along with Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen, well, Stephon Diggs had 142 yards and 7 receptions. I think guys are relatively happy now. Kirk Cousins had a pretty big day himself. Delvin Cook had a good day. He's spreading the ball around. He definitely is spreading the ball around to different guys. And they have a bunch of different playmakers. And that defense, woof. I know they gave up 30 points to the Lions, but that defense week in and week out is going to win you some football games. Definitely going to win you some football games. The Lions, I'm telling you what, they're going to break your heart. Lion fan, I feel bad for you. They're going to break your heart week in and week out. It's just the way it goes. It's just the way it goes. They're going to make some great plays, and Matthew Stafford is going to make some unbelievable tosses to guys. He's going to have big days like he did, 30 of 45, 364 yards, and 4 touchdowns. But it winds up in a losing effort. So I don't know what you feel all that great about. The fact that you are the fastest guy to 40,000 yards, but your team continues to be up and down week in and week out. The Lions can beat anybody, but they can lose to anybody. Flat out, man. They can beat any team on any given Sunday, but they can sure as hell lose to any team on any given Sunday as well. I think it's going to be up and down for the Lions all season long. Tell you what, the Green Bay Packers, they're a lot better than I thought they were. Couple weeks ago, I was saying, uh-oh, they're in trouble because all their wide receivers are going down, and who the heck is Aaron Rodgers going to be throwing the ball to? The guy threw for 429 yards, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions, damn near perfect on the day, a 158.3 QBR rating. The guy is absolutely one of the best to ever toss the ball in the NFL. And I'll tell you what, I do want to see Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. We all deserve it. For crying out loud, let's see it before those two guys hang it up. And one of them is going to probably hang it up before the other guy does relatively soon. And that would obviously be Tom Brady, as he's in his 40s now. But I would ultimately love to see Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. And I know I got callers, and I'll get to you on the other side because I've only got a couple minutes left here before I go to break. So Mitch in Santa Monica, I'll get to you on the other side. Again, 1-800-878-7529. If you do want to hit me up on the phone or get at me on Twitter, it is Dorf on Sports. But that guy was a bad, bad man for the Green Bay Packers. Played a tremendous football game. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, the guy was out there, only two catches, 133 yards. Jimmy Graham, four catches, 65 yards, a touchdown. Jake Kumerow, two catches, 54 yards, a touchdown. Aaron Jones, that was a beautiful catch, by the way. Same route that he missed last week on the play, turned his head this week beautifully. Like, that was absolutely amazing. Jamal Williams, another catch. So what an amazing performance from Aaron Rodgers, putting himself not only in the MVP race once again, but putting his team in the race to potentially have home field advantage throughout the playoffs. You don't want to go through Lambeau at that time of the year, people. Trust me on this. And especially if Aaron Rodgers finds his groove at that point in time. All right, I do hear the music. I know I got to take a pause for the cause, so I'm going to do that. I'll come back with Mitch in Santa Monica and continue going through the good and the bad from the NFL. Week 7, as you're hanging out with the Dorf Man right here on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. I'll be back.
Packers have it first and goal at the 8. Back to pass, Rodgers. He looks left. He looks right. He throws an arching spiral pass in the back part of the end zone. Caught! Leaping two-handed glove catch by the tight end, Graham. Double-teamed. Defenders draped on both shoulders. And Graham catches the 8-yard touchdown pass from Aaron Rodgers. And the Packers have taken the lead.
What the hell's going on out here?
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Football season's back, and now you can get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, betonline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and make your bets on your favorite professional or college teams. Every spread, every total, every winner, and every loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. Will Mahomes throw for 56 touchdowns? Can the Pats go undefeated? Well, you can bet on all of this with the fastest odds updates and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to betonline.ag or use your mobile device to join today and use promo code COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Get into all the action today with betonline.ag. Your online sportsbook experts.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Go!
Carrying the ball 20 times a game requires power and valor, not niftiness. The water bug and whippet backs rarely survive the wail and howl of the banshee. Every team needs a Brahma bull to steamroll through the stacked defenses in the pros. They must meld the buck of a billy goat with the sudden surge of a sprinter. He does not move with polish or slickness. His method is not Grand Prix, but Demolition Derby.
2nd and 12, three receivers right. Diggs goes in motion. Alabama rookie Irv Smith in the game. Cousins under center, tailback Cook. Kirk back to pass. Straight in the pocket. Fires left and it's caught at the 10-yard line and into the end zone for a Vikings touchdown. It's one of the best in the game. Adam Thielen, Minnesota 6, Atlanta 0.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf getting you through another NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. It is week 7 in the NFL. Kirk Cousins, by the way, a fantastic day. 24 of 34, 337 yards, 4 touchdowns to go along with it. Dalvin Cook, he is that Brahma Bull, by the way, that they have for them in the backfield. 25 carries, 142 yards, 2 touchdowns. Tough to beat that combination, man. And then Stephon Diggs doing what he did, 142 yards, 7 receptions for him. So pretty damn good day for the Minnesota Vikings all around. We are going to jump out to the phones, hook up with our good buddy Mitch in Santa Monica. You got the Dorf, man. It is the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America, talking all NFL. What's on your mind, brother?
405-1. That's what's on my mind, my man. I mean, today's performance by Aaron Rodgers, what he did, what he stepped up with this receiving core that he has, was just something out of the record. I mean, you just don't see this stuff. And for those of you who watch the game, everyone was on the Raider bandwagon. Everyone was saying this is the game the Raiders are going to come in to Lambeau and dominate. And I'm sorry, that 14-point turnaround when Carr basically carred himself again, the same play that he did before, and Rodgers comes down and scores at the end of the half. I mean, this was a game for the ages. And he's doing it without all his number one players. I got to tell you, man, the Packers, as you said, I mean, you basically took all my points right before the end of that break there. These guys are on the verge of something special. And what's really special, and I said this to you, by the way, in July, this guy, this bad man, he's a very happy man. He's a very fun man. He's a jovial man. And by the way, did anyone notice the little double check after he scored his touchdown? I mean, we had a little double check there by Aaron Rodgers, which we haven't seen in a long time. And it's been long overdue from the bust to out to discount double check. And I am very high on the Packers right now, just being a Packer fan. But just as an NFL fan, these guys are looking great, and they're only going to get better once everyone gets healthy.
No, I like the fact that obviously these wide receivers that he's throwing to are getting a lot of experience. They're getting a lot of composure. They're feeling good about themselves. They're able to make plays for Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. The defense continues to play pretty well. I don't disagree with what you're saying, man. I do think it's looking pretty good. You got to go to Kansas City next week without Patrick Mahomes. You got to win that football game too. You got to keep winning the games that you're supposed to win. And then also, you don't want to get caught looking in the rearview mirror, because the Minnesota Vikings aren't playing playing too bad right now either, Mitch. And I'll tell you what, I do think it's going to wind up being the Minnesota Vikings, the Green Bay Packers, dueling it out for that division. As we know, the Bears took a bad loss to the Saints, and then the Lions, they did lose to the Minnesota Vikings. So it looks to me like it's the Packers and the Vikings battling it out once again for the NFC North.
Without question. But you know what? Matthew Stafford and company, they had a chance last week. They had a chance this week. I'm sorry. The Lions right now are not a winning team, and they got to figure out how to win. I mean, they had a chance this week to win against Minnesota. Of course they had a chance, controversial calls against Green Bay last week. But they had a chance this week to beat Minnesota, which obviously for the Packers, the NFC North division, would have separated the Packers immensely. That being said, right now the Packers will not face a divisional opponent until the last three games of the season. And we'll see what happens with what their schedule has ahead of them. Hey, I'm not, you know, we're going into Kansas City without a Patrick Mahomes. Sorry, I'm not feeling any bad for anyone. You know, we had an Aaron Rodgers broken with a broken collarbone a couple years ago. So you know what? We get to take advantage this year where we weren't able to before. Let's hope we can go through that. And after that, we've got ourselves a nice little run of non-conference opponents in which we then end the last three games of the season, which the NFL North could be really exciting with the Packers playing the Vikings, the Bears, and then the Lions to finish up the season. I mean, the NFC North is truly the division right now.
I think
the Niners, I'm still not on the Niner bandwagon as much as they look great. I want to see them play a little bit more heavier competition. I can't believe what New Orleans is doing without New Orleans without Drew Brees.
Yeah,
you know what? I've always been on the Bills bandwagon, and I think somewhat the Bills may be that team to possibly test New England. But honestly, New England's head and shoulders in the AFC above everyone else.
Look, I'll tell you what, man. Let's just kind of continue going around the NFL. And by the way, it is the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. You're hanging out with me, Andy Dorf. It is week 7 in the NFL, almost at that midway point in the NFL season. And Mitch, since I got you, let's just kind of go around things. And you look at the NFL standings right now as they currently sit, okay? And you see the New England Patriots obviously atop their division, but the Bills, like you just talked about, they're literally right behind them, 5-1. Those guys are. Baltimore leading their division, 5-2. They're going to run away with that one, unfortunately. Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati are all trash. The AFC, this is kind of cool. The AFC South, the Indianapolis Colts, 4-2 right now, ahead of the Houston Texans, ahead of the Jaguars, ahead of the Titans. And again, I don't disagree with you. I think the NFC North is probably the best division in football, but maybe before it's all said and done, the AFC South will have something to say about that, because I think that those are all pretty interesting teams as we move forward. Kansas City Chiefs on top of their division, and right now it looks like they're going to run away with this thing because the Chargers are atrocious. They're just a bad football team. We'll get into that in here in a moment because they did get slammed at the doorstep by the Titans today. I'm sure you saw that. The Chiefs leading that division right now at 5-2. Again, they've got somewhat of a commanding lead because the Raiders are the closest to them at 500. Dallas now leading the division in the NFC East, 4-3. Those guys are the Eagles and everybody else also under 500 in that division. And right now we are agreeing that the best division in the NFL is the NFC North. Green Bay at 6-1, Minnesota 5-2, the Bears 3-3, and then Detroit is under 500, but they could easily be a 500 team or better, to be quite honest with you. New Orleans, probably shocking people to a certain degree at 6-1 without Drew Brees. Carolina Panthers also shocking people because Cam Newton went down, and then all they did is have Kyle Allen come in, and all he does is win football games. San Francisco 6-0, Seattle 5-2. the Rams 4-3, and the Cardinals are 3-3. So another division that's actually pretty good as far as the records go, the Cardinals being the worst at 500. Mitch, right now, would you say it's parity or would you say it's mediocrity in the NFL?
I would say right, well, if you say parity and you say that Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady and those teams are equal to everyone else, then, okay, then that's parity. But if you say there's superiority and then mediocrity, I'm more in line with that philosophy. I say that there's superiority and then mediocrity. I in no way believe that without Drew Brees, New Orleans could go 6-1. I in no way believe when Andrew Luck before the season says he's going to retire, 3 days before, that they would be leading that division. These are franchises that for some reason have been able to make next man stand up. And that is an incredible feat. So that is not mediocrity. That is something of superiority. And I believe that when it's all said and done, those are the teams that are going to show things. I'm curious to see what's going to happen with Kansas City, with Mahomes down, on what's going to happen as time goes on with that. You know, they could easily run away with the division, but then again, if Mahomes really doesn't come back, you know, they could easily start falling. They got a huge game. The Green Bay-Kansas City game is huge. It puts Oakland back in the picture if they lose, by the way, and then separates Green Bay again. I mean, we're going to see – I think there's superiority and mediocrity. I don't think there's – and the mediocrity is parity. And the superiority is about 2-4, if you want to argue, maybe 5 or 6 teams. And okay, that's where you're going to find your – that's where you're going to find what's going to happen. Now, that's barring any other further injuries.
I hear you, man. Hey, as always, a great call from Mitch in Santa Monica. Thoughts and opinions, people, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It is Dorf on Sports. And, I mean, look, I think there is some superiority in the NFL right now. And it's definitely the New England Patriots who are playing fantastic. And whether or not you believe in the San Francisco 49ers at this point in time, they've won 6 straight games. They've only played 2 games at home. They've won all 4 of their contests on the road. So at the end of the day, you cannot blame a team for the records that they have based on the opponents that they have to play. They don't make – look, you're given your schedule. You got to go out and you got to play your schedule. And the one thing I'll say is that they're not doing is maybe they're not necessarily crushing teams like they did against the Washington Redskins, where they only won 9-0. But it was a really, really difficult day to go out there and play. It was sloppy. It was wet. It was nasty. So ultimately, the San Francisco 49ers are 6-0. The New England Patriots are also 6-0. Only 2 teams that are undefeated. Only 2 teams that have yet to win a game in Miami and Cincinnati as we are now through week 7 in the NFL. I do hear the music. I know I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'm going to do that. I'm going to come back like I always do, Dorfman style, giving you a parting shot right here for week 7 of the NFL on the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Showing pressure. They're going to bring 5. Rodgers with time, pocket holds, looking, firing, caught, Cobb at the 40, up the middle of the midfield, Cobb to the 40, it's a foot race to the 30, Beers right to the 25, to the 20, to the 10, cuts left to the 5, he'll dance in for the touchdown, and the Pack have come all the way back, 75 yards, Green Bay has tied it up with 2:13 to go, and the extra point can give Green Bay the lead.
There's the snap. Ball down by Pinion. Kick on the way by Robbie Gold. It is good. And the 49ers beat the Seahawks. Yeah, it's about time.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Well, forget about the cops. They're not interested in any two-bit setup you got here.
Well, I don't want any trouble.
Look, is my rent paid?
Yeah.
Don't stop bothering me.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Set to the 3rd and 5. Lamar Jackson, pocket collapsing. He's going to dart. He's going to run. He's at the 5. Jackson into the touchdown. Oh, kind of quicks by Lamar Jackson. At that time, I don't care if you're running through a college of defense or a Hall of Fame defense. Nobody was going to bring that kid down.
Now, more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time here with me on the NFL Rewind. Week 7 style with the Dorfman on the Sports Overnight America. World-famous show, man. Heard all over the galaxy on Sirius XM Channel 211. Love my people that check me out each and every week. But, wow, what a week where Aaron Rodgers led the way. 429 yards, 5 throwing touchdowns, 1 rushing, and yes, you heard Lamar Jackson. What a day for him. 14 carries, 116 yards, and that running touchdown where he was able to get past Russell Wilson, the Seahawks, the 12th man. They're so tough at home, but it wasn't meant to be for them. And what a performance once again from Teddy Bridgewater. Wow, this guy is playing fantastic as Drew Brees is getting healthy. You got to feel pretty good about what the Saints are doing. The Vikings, those guys too, man, they've gotten themselves to right the ship with Kirk Cousins, Stephon Diggs, and those receivers. I think things are okay in Minnesota, if you know what I'm saying. But wow, week 7 of the NFL is in the books. I got to say peace. I got to say goodnight. I'll be back doing it for week 8. Unbelievable. The midway point of the season is next week. Unbelievable, man. NFL Rewind with me right here on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back next week, everybody. Have a great week.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Could be here for 12 minutes. We could be here for 12 innings.
It's time for the attack here on Sports Overnight America. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy out in San Francisco. Our phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, Sirius XM Channel 211, Dan Patrick Radio, to be specific. Take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country that we give a lot of love to, and we love them right back, including KSHP 1400 AM, which is the strongest signal in North Las Vegas, marching lockstep back from the Venetian Hotel, all-you-can-eat buffet, the best buffet in Las Vegas, no doubt about it, as they continue to put the pounds on, even though we make them walk everywhere they go. American Forces Radio Network, near and dear to our hearts. These guys and girls who are out there protecting our six each and every day get to hear a little bit of a taste of home, hopefully, no matter where they are deployed, albeit in Iraq, if they're leaving Syria, if they're in Germany, Japan, it doesn't really matter. We like to bring it to you. We bring you the best that we possibly can. Hefe made a trip to South Korea. We know we got a lot of troops in South Korea, and hopefully they got a little bit of a taste of home as well. Ain't a 9-to-5 gig, at least not for most of them. And hopefully, you know, we appreciate the fact that they get us to do the things we want to do under the umbrella of freedom that they provide. We've got a big show out in front of us today. We're going to start with Major League Baseball. World Series is set. A very good series, not a great series, but a very good series between the Houston Astros and the New York Yankees came to a climactic end, and it was a very good last game with changes in score and swings in momentum and everything else you could possibly grab going on. And ultimately, Jose Altuve, the smallest guy on the field, smallest guy in baseball as far as stature goes, but not in stature. And I'll tell you, he is just a brilliant ball player. We'll be back right after this brief timeout. I'm Bob Black, and Major League Baseball, Nationals, Houston, all set right after this timeout.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
Now remember, this is just another ball game. Just do your best and don't get flustered. And if you boot one, don't throw the ball away. And don't help out the pitcher by swinging at bad ones. Just play the way you've been playing the last couple of weeks and you got nothing to worry about. Okay, let's go.
Swung on a belt into right center field. This one is headed for the gap. Won't be caught. And it is one hop off the big wall. Turner will score. Eaton is trying to score. Anderson's relay to the plate. Eaton slides in and he scores. Rendon in at second with a two-run double. And the Nationals are on the board. It's now the White Sox 5 and the Nationals 2.
Here's the 1-1.
Ball belted to left. That ball's got a chance. Make it 3. Are you kidding me, Altuve? 3 home runs. That's an MVP. As the Astros lead 8-2.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back to the Attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy out in San Francisco. Our phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-752-2229. Goes back to Friday night when it was a must-win situation for the New York Yankees, and the guy that they brought in to be their go-to guy, James Paxton, stepped up, beat the Astros 4-1, 4 first-inning runs off of Justin Verlander, which had never happened to him before in his career, let alone in the postseason. And James Paxton held on, pitched 6-plus innings, did the job. Bullpen picked up the rest. Yankees held on, moved on. And in the Saturday game, because they were playing back-to-back-to-back-to-back, were down 4-2 in the bullpen game the following day. DJ LeMahieu, as he has done the entire year in an MVP caliber season. He's not going to win it, but in an MVP caliber season, hit a 2-run home run with one out in the bottom of the ninth to tie the game. And it looked like the Yankees had taken the momentum because they got it off the Houston Astro closer. Ozuna didn't really matter because the bottom of the ninth, Jose Altuve with Springer on base, stepped up, the 5-foot, they call him 5'5", 5'4", best second baseman in baseball, one of the 10 best players in baseball, stepped up, and against the Yankee closer, Aroldis Chapman, who inexplicably went away from his fastball, went with his off-speed pitch, threw one up in the zone. Altuve got around on it, sent it out to pretty much dead center field, a little bit left center, but pretty much dead center field, and sent the Astros to the World Series, 6-4. It was an amazing moment. Yankees had nothing to hang their head over. Aaron Judge called the season a failure, but it really wasn't, because they could have laid down in the Friday game, and they didn't. Fought their way back in the Saturday game. It just didn't play out for them this particular time. And Houston moves on, where they're going to face the Washington Nationals. And, you know, you look at starting on the 22nd, mañana, you're going to get in Minute Maid Park, the matchup that everybody had hoped for, pitching-wise, Max Scherzer for the Washington Nationals against Gerrit Cole for the Houston Astros. You know, as much as, and Vegas has the Astros as the prohibitive favorite, largest favorite in World Series history. Let that settle in for a moment. Bigger than Baltimore against the Mets back in 69. I'm sorry, biggest since 07. My bad. But they're sending them off at minus 235. So you got to bet $100 to win 35. Nationals are listed at 195, plus 195. So you can make some money there. It, to me, I look at this matchup and I say to myself, they got a real chance here, they being the Nationals. I like their pitching. They've had time to set everything up. Maybe a little bit too much time. We'll find that out. Houston is going in with its rotation set up as well. The presumptive Cy Young Award winner, Gerrit Cole, will be on the bump. But I like Washington in this matchup. I think it's way more even than most people think. I think the lineups are comparable. I think Houston has brilliant, proven talent, but who has been there before and has won a ring pretty much with the core of this group. But you also have some guys in the pitching staff that haven't been there before, like Gerrit Cole. And we'll see how that plays out. They got a young catcher behind the plate who hasn't been there before. We'll see how that plays off. And they're the prohibitive favorite, which is always additional pressure when everybody thinks you're going to win. And Washington, I'd go to battle with that group anywhere, anytime. You know, you look at that pitching staff, and I talked about it before we got to the actual matchup. That pitching staff matches with anybody. They're only going to go three starters deep, maybe four. But Scherzer, Strasburg, Corbin, and Sanchez match up every bit as good. The question is in the bullpen. But even down the stretch and into the playoffs, they kind of straighten that out. They really have a two-headed closer, more Sean Doolittle than Daniel Hudson, but both of them have closed games. But you look at that lineup, Zimmerman, Kendrick, Anthony Rendon, who's had an MVP season, Trey Turner, Juan Soto, Robles and Adam Eaton. They have depth. Suzuki and Gomes are the two-headed catching. I think they got a real good chance, and I think this has a real good chance to be a terrific series. I really do. If I were wagering, I would go with the Astros. I'm not. I'm going with the Nationals. I just have a feeling about them. They strike me as one of those teams of destiny. Obviously, Houston has talent all over the field. Their pitching matches up with anybody's. But like I said, 1-2-3 with Houston, their pitching is every bit as good as with Washington. It is every bit as good as 1-2-3 with Houston. Verlander's been there before. Gerrit Cole has not. Zach Greinke has, but he hasn't been great. I like the chances here of Washington. I really do. And for Houston to be as prohibitive a favorite as they are against Washington, I think it's providing bulletin board material. I think it's incentive. And I think there's a real opportunity for the Washington Nationals to take care of their business. Whether they will or not, we'll find out. You know, we'll find out. Lineup for lineup, yeah, Houston's a little better. Not much, but a little. And I guess we're going to find out, you know, how good the pitching of the Nationals really is. It's carried them all year. And after that horrific start, except for the Dodgers, they had the best record in baseball. So don't count them out. All right, let's step out right now. When we come back, National Football League right here in the Attack. We'll start recapping everything that happened Sunday night, and we'll rock and roll from there. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy. Don't go anywhere.
Is Sports Overnight America.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com.
If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Fake the run. Got a lot of ties in here. That's got another man wide open. This time it's a completion to Juszczyk. Makes the move. Kyle Juszczyk inside the 20. Blitz coming. Rodgers to a wide open receiver is fouled as Scandling. And the Packers get a touchdown.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back to the Attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy. 1-800-878-PLAY is our phone number, 1-800-878-7529. Huge week in the National Football League and some really, really good games and also some defining performances. You heard Aaron Rodgers there, and he had a monster game against Little Chucky and the Oakland Raiders. But with that being said, I'll tell you, it when you look at football games in the National Football League, this has been a weird year, to be fair. And you look at some of the matchups, and matchups that you think would be prohibitive in one direction have gone the other direction. It's no joke. Patrick Mahomes gets hurt. Matt Moore, who hadn't thrown a pass in anger since 2017, comes in, takes care of his business Thursday night in the Chiefs' 30-6 victory against the Denver Broncos to go to 5-2. Mahomes is going to be out probably for about three weeks with his right knee injury. It looked really bad. I mean, his knee dislocated and then popped back in. But, I mean, the initial look was ugly. It didn't look like a knee. And you thought to yourself, oh, my God, here he goes. This kid's done for the year. Pops back in, nothing structural. And they looked at it and they're like, yeah, all right, we'll see in a few weeks. You know, it's pretty amazing. But then you go to the Sunday action, the Rams, who I don't understand how their coach is still employed. He's lost the team. The team is not performing anywhere near any level of respectability. Defensively, they're not taking care of their business. And he took over the play calling on defense. Matty Ice has disappeared. Their offensive line's terrible. They can't run. They can't throw. They've got three wide receivers that, when you look at it on paper, are probably the best wide receiving core in the National Football League, talent-wise. Can't put the ball in the end zone. It's amazing. And they got annihilated by Jared Goff and the Rams. 37-10. Jalen Ramsey had an immediate impact. Freeman got ejected and will get suspended for punching Aaron Donald. And Jared Goff, on this day, took care of his business. It's amazing when Todd Gurley is in the lineup how much better Jared Goff is. Jared Goff, 22 of 37, 268 yards, two touchdowns and a pick. Todd Gurley, although he wasn't great from the line of scrimmage, gave him the ball 18 times, 41 yards. But he also caught the ball. Had a catch for 13 yards. So they kept it balanced. They're playing against an inferior team, way inferior team. And, yeah, they took care of their business and righted the ship at least for 1 week. And they were fortunate enough in that the Seahawks lost, and we'll get to them in a little while as well. So Rams took care of their business, and this is all well and good. I still think they're flawed. I still think they have problems going forward, mostly on the offensive side of the ball. But, you know, if the defense plays a little better, which they did this week, they can take pressure off the quarterback. Dolphins continuing on their over. Actually had the lead at halftime, which was something to celebrate. Down in South Beach, they should have gotten the hell out of town right then. They were up 14-9. 22 unanswered points in the fourth quarter by the Bills. And the Dolphins go down 31-21. Josh Allen efficient, 16-26. Two touchdowns, no interceptions. Buffalo ran the football and eventually wore down Miami. Fitzpatrick, 23-35, 282. Touchdown and a pick. We'll find out. I mean, if they lose a couple of more games, do they go back to Josh Rosen? It looks like Flores has already decided that he can't be their quarterback. We'll see. Miami tried an onside kick. Buffalo grabbed it and ran it back into the end zone. It was, I mean, for Miami, at least they were competitive in this game. The line was 15 points. They covered, but they're really bad, and they're going to remain that way for the rest of the year. Jacksonville goes into Cincinnati, and speaking of really bad teams, because the Bengals are 0-7, I thought if they were going to win a game, this was going to be the game that they were going to win. Minshew Mania stepped back up, 15-32, sub 50%, but he threw a touchdown, no picks. Leonard Fournette was the story in this game. 29 carries, 131 yards. Just pounded the football. Jalen Ramsey off the team. I mean, they're going to miss the guy on the defensive side of the ball, which we get. But the reality is that, you know, a distraction is a distraction is a distraction. And he was. Now, he wasn't playing. What was it, four straight games with the back injury? Miraculously, though, that back injury resolved itself when he took the physical for the Rams. And he passed their physical. You know, I guess the best situation of a lose-win, they were going to lose Jalen Ramsey no matter what. He wanted out. But they got the two first-round picks that they wanted for him. They said that was their minimum starting point. It actually ended up being the minimum that they got, but considering everything, they'll end up with a pick, because I think the Rams are going to be somewhere around 9-7. They'll end up with a pick in the late teens, early 20s. You know, hopefully they can get a piece, and they'll get another one next year. And they don't have to deal with Jalen Ramsey anymore. I mean, the guy's a great player. There's no getting around it. But he was a distraction. He was a pain in the ass, and he wasn't going to coexist with either the coaching staff or upper management. The question for me is at the end of the year, whether or not the Jaguars make changes in that management structure. Coughlin's an old school guy. General manager is, you know, general manager in name only. He's more than of a figurehead than anything else, managing the salary cap more than player personnel decisions. And we'll find out whether or not Doug Marrone sticks around. They should be getting their quarterbacks back relatively soon. So we're going to find out more about that, because Minshew's not going to hold on to the starting job. I mean, he's a good story. But in reality, they brought in Nick Foles for a reason. He's going to play. And they're hanging around at 3-4. So there's no reason why they can't compete between now and the end of the year. Cincinnati, on the other hand, they appear to be every bit as bad as the Miami Dolphins. No, they're not getting blown out with the propensity and on the level that the Dolphins are. But they're 0-7. They're 0-3 at home. They're not competitive in most of these games. They're getting blown out in the fourth quarter. Andy Dalton, I mean, to me, he's a competent, slightly above average quarterback. But, you know, they're in complete rebuild mode. A.J. Green is not expected back until after the trade deadline. Will they trade him? And what will they get for him? His contract's up after this year. I mean, I don't think they're going to invest in a big-time wide receiver, and he still is a big-time wide receiver who, number one, can't stay on the field, and number two, would take a big bite out of their salary cap on a team that's going nowhere for the next couple of years. And they're going to get Dalton's replacement as well. Joe Mixon had 10 carries for 2 yards. Yeah, you heard that stat right. 10 carries for 2 yards. Horrible. Horrible. They've got talent. They're just not performing well. They also have a first-year head coach, which who knows? You know, sometimes you get the wrong guy. I don't know if they did or not, but this team has better personnel than what they're playing. I know the offensive line stinks, and if you can't protect the quarterback, you can't do much of anything. But they should be and are not better than what they are. It's pretty bad all the way around. All right, what do you say we step out here? We'll get a little highlights going out the door and have a little bit of fun. And when we come back, we're going to take a trip to Tampico, one of our favorite destinations on the planet. Right after this brief timeout, I'm Bob Black, he's Scott Cuddy. This is Sports Overnight America, as you're hearing on Sirius XM, Channel 211.
Rushing yards per game, the big difference. And here's Moore. Ingram, what a move. Mark Ingram, touchdown New Orleans.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
The football season's back, and now you can get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and make your bets on your favorite professional or college teams. Every spread, every total, every winner, and every loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. Will Mahomes throw for 56 touchdowns? Can the Pats go undefeated? You can bet on all of this with the fastest odds updates and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, BetOnline.ag. Head over to BetOnline.ag or use your mobile device to join today and use promo code COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Get into all the action today with BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Big lottery, senor?
Beat it. I ain't buying no lottery tickets. Go on, beat it.
4,000 pesos, the big price.
Get away from me, you little beggar.
The whole ticket is only 4 pesos. It's a sure winner.
I ain't got 4 pesos.
Buy a quarter of a ticket for 1 peso silver.
If you don't get away from me, I'm going to throw this water right in your face.
Then 1/10 of a ticket, senor, for 40 cents. Senor, I'll buy 1/20. 1/20 costs you only 20 centavos. Look, senor, add your figures up. You get 13. What better number could you buy? It's a sure winner.
Well, how soon's the drawing?
Only 3 weeks off.
Now, give me a 20th so I don't have to look at your ugly face.
Es un número excelente, senor. Gracias. Come again next time. I always have the winners. All the lucky numbers. Good luck.
Well, that didn't turn out too well, as the rest of the trip didn't turn out too well for Humphrey. And, well, the rest of the gang did okay, but not so much Bogey. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Tampico update brought to you by our good friends at the Weather Channel, weather.com. It'll save your hind end. 81 degrees currently in Tampico, Mexico. Feels like 89, so a little bit of humidity in there. Low's going to be 78. High's going to be 91. 20% chance of rain during the day, 60% tonight, so hopefully you're getting your indoor recreation done where it's nice and dry, well, at least partially dry, in Tampico, Mexico, which is always the coolest city ever. Tampico, Illinois, not too shabby as well. 54 degrees currently, feels like 50. High is going to be 62. 90% chance of rain. So you ain't doing no farming. Might as well stay inside and have a little fun. In Tampico, Illinois, until the 20th of December, no longer the coldest city ever.
Now I got hit in the family jewels.
Should have caught that train out of town. Welcome back to The Attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. Social media is more your thing. At Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. Back to the scoreboard, National Football League style. And like I said, good games. This one was a good one. The Vikings, after their apology on air from their quarterback to their wide receiver core, have been on a pretty good roll. Sitting on top of the division, 42-30. Not too bad at all. Actually, second place in the division. Packers are on top. But Kirk Cousins taking care of his business. And the formula is there. It's not anything magic. Run the football with Dalvin Cook, and it makes Kirk Cousins better. And yesterday it worked. They went into Detroit, jumped out to the early lead, tied at halftime. Minnesota took care of their business in the second half, outscoring the Lions 21-9. Stafford didn't get outplayed. He was every bit as good. They just couldn't run the football. Their offensive line does not run block as well as they do pass block. Stafford was 30 of 45, 364 yards, 4 touchdowns and a pick. Kirk Cousins, 4 touchdowns, no picks. Difference, Dalvin Cook, 25 carries, 142 yards. When he's healthy, everything else works. Stephon Diggs, 7 receptions, 142 yards. Adam Thielen, 1 catch, 25 yards, a touchdown, hurt his hamstring. Never got back into the game. Didn't matter. They had more than enough to get it done. Protect the ball, you win football games, particularly on the road. Lions are still a pretty good team. It's a good division. At least 3 out of 4 teams. It's a good division. But they took care of their business on the road, 5-2. Not too shabby at all. Raiders went on the road, went into Lambeau. For everybody, this was the upset special. Not to me. And boy, was it not. 42-24. Aaron Rodgers, vintage Aaron Rodgers. You think he's figured out Matt LaFleur's system? 25 of 31, 429 yards, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions. You know, if it was good enough for Tom Brady, it should be good enough for Aaron Rodgers. They're not running the football particularly well, but they did stay committed to it. 23 carries, 60 yards. And Oakland's formula, they didn't get away from it. Jacobs had 21 carries for 124 yards. Derek Carr was 22 of 28 with 2 touchdowns and a pick. They put Mike Glennon in at garbage time. Didn't matter. Packers dominated this game, and Aaron Rodgers showed you why he's one of the 5 best quarterbacks in the history of the game. He was really that good. And spread the wealth all over the field. I think, you know, if you're going to look at LaFleur's system and say that there's one thing that really works within it, it's the not need for a dominant wide receiver. They put the ball all over the field, a lot of touches. Tight end got some, Jimmy Graham. Jones got 4 receptions. Valdez got 2 for big yards. They put the ball where it matters. And they're on a serious roll right now. It's them and the Vikings. The Lions are a little bit below, but, you know, it's the way it is. This game was very impressive. And, you know, you would say, well, Bob, they were at home. They should take care of their business. But they were playing, the Colts, against the Houston Texans, one of the better teams in football, at least going into this game. And the Colts' defense, which has been ridiculed over the years, has really turned into a formidable unit. And they took care of Deshaun Watson, who passed for 300 yards but had a touchdown and 2 picks, 30-23. Running game was okay for them. They stayed committed to it. 24 carries for 100 yards. But not enough to offset what Indianapolis was doing on defense. 14-9 at halftime. And Jacoby Brissett, who's trying to play his way into the thought process that, okay, you gave me a 2-year deal with pretty decent money. Let me see if I can be the replacement for Andrew Luck. Now, Andrew Luck was a Hall of Fame caliber wide receiver. I don't think Jacoby Brissett is ever going to be that. But he's mobile. He's got a big arm. He's getting more and more accurate. Yesterday, he was 26 of 39. But more important, it was ball protection. Along with the 326 yards, it was 4 touchdowns and no picks. He took care of his business. But like I said, to me, the storyline was the defense. They were all over Watson, as most teams are. Turned the ball over. And they were good. They were just good. And if they play like that the rest of the year, they're going to make the playoffs. Should be fun. Cardinals went into the Meadowlands, took care of their business 27-21. Daniel Jones had an awful first quarter. Cardinals were up 17-14 at halftime, thanks to a special teams touchdown. For the Giants, they were able to keep it close. But 7 fourth quarter points in garbage time. Storyline, I guess, for the Giants, Saquon Barkley was back. 18 rushes, 72 yards. And he looked good. He didn't look like he was hesitating at all. And for the most part, the Giants contained Kyler Murray with the passing attack. They couldn't contain him when it came to scrambling out of the pocket. And he picked up a lot of first downs in short yardage situations. Edmonds slashed them. Johnson was only in the game for 1 carry. He didn't have it. They put in Edmonds, the running back out of Fordham, who's a rookie this year. Or getting his first playing time this year. 4th round pick. 4 touchdowns. for the season, 51 attempts, 287 yards. He's a slasher. You don't want to run him between the tackles on a regular basis. But he certainly took care of his business. And he did yesterday. Giants are going nowhere this year. They're tough to watch. They have amazing needs on defense. And their offensive line, which, you know, you hope because you're about halfway through the year now, you hope that they would gel at some point in time. They're just inconsistent. They have talent on that side of the ball. They just can't seem to put it together on a week-in, week-out basis. And a Cardinal defense that is nothing to write home about just was all over Daniel Jones the entire year. They forced him into one interception where he made a bad read. And they sacked him and hit him and harassed him. It was brutal. It was brutal. Niners hung on. They remain undefeated, the only undefeated team left in football at 6-0 with a 9-0 victory over the Washington Redskins. Redskins are really, really bad. They have what they think is their quarterback of the future, but they're not playing him because he's not ready in Haskins. Case Keenum was 9-12 for 77 yards. Jimmy G stayed healthy, 12-21 for 151 yards. No touchdowns and a pick. They ran the ball for 137 yards, and really that was the difference in the game. Adrian Peterson had 81 for the Redskins, but they were playing it in a slop fest in RFK Stadium. And it just wasn't meant to be a good game, and it certainly lived down to the expectations. But again, you get out with a road win, you come east, nobody gets hurt. Good enough. Titans went on the road, took care of the Chargers. Chargers are a complete mystery this year. Melvin Gordon got stopped on the goal line when they had a chance to punch it in and win the football game. Titans did enough to win the football game 23-20. Ryan Tannehill, at least for one game, looked like the answer. 23-29, 312 yards, 2 touchdowns and an interception. Marcus Mariota's done in Tennessee. They're going to let him go. And the former number 2 overall pick, he'll find work. You know, he'll be a backup somewhere to a quarterback situation. But, for a guy that was expected to be a franchise quarterback and a Super Bowl quarterback, it just hasn't played out. Now, I don't know where he goes at the end of the year because you don't want to put him in a situation where there's going to end up being a quarterback controversy where one quarterback is struggling and all of a sudden they're going, well, put Marcus in the game. But I would think for a year or two, he'll bounce and maybe he gets another starting opportunity. Maybe he doesn't. But we'll see. We'll see. Saints took care of the Bears, 36-25. They got big issues in Chicago. Mitchell Trubisky came back. The fan base has turned on him. I don't know that he's all that bad, but he's coming back off a collarbone injury, granted a left collarbone injury. But he came in completely ineffective. Stats lied right here. 35 of 54, 251 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks. No running game. And he really made some bad throws. I watched a lot of this game. Didn't play out real well. Teddy Bridgewater, on the other hand, 23 of 38, 281, 2 touchdowns. Ran the ball with Lamont Murray. They have done very, very well since Drew Brees went down. And he's returning to practice this week. So big hope for the Saints. All right, we'll wrap it up on the other side. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy. Don't go anywhere.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Thank you. Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Fall is here, and with the leaves changing, it may feel like you're running out of time to get any lingering home projects done before the holidays. Well, luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand so you can spend more time watching football and less time doing home projects. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors, so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top all of it off, you can book appointments online, no more phone tag. So whether it's remodeling the den for football season or fixing up the house before the holidays, Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back to the Attack. The Ravens turning a 30-16 victory on the legs of Lamar Jackson, more than the arm, and two defensive touchdowns. Pretty damn impressive. Traveling into Seattle and taking care of their business. And what also was impressive, the Cowboys smoked the Philadelphia Eagles 37-10. And the magic of Doug Peterson has worn off. I mean, he's put his team in harm's way by predicting a victory. And they went out there and laid an egg. And you kind of have to look at him with a little bit of a jaundiced eye these days as to whether or not he's able to coach this team back up to the level that they were at. Granted, running game's limited, offensive line's not great, but they have Carson Wentz back, and they just got beat and beat bad by the Cowboys. Monday night matchup, going to be the Patriots and the Jets. Jets are pretty much at full strength. No excuses anymore. Line is 9.5 with New England. It's being played in the Meadowlands. I'd like to see the Jets step up and get themselves a primetime performance here. We'll see. Sam Darnold was great last week. He's in sync with Le'Veon Bell. He's in sync with his wide receivers. They got Chris Herndon back off of suspension. And I guess we're going to find out whether or not they can compete in that division, because right now, between New England and Buffalo, they're just running away with everything. This is a key game for the Jets as far as their season goes, and we'll find out whether or not they're going to be able to run with the big boys after tonight. All right, that's it for the Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with more Fun and Frivolity in approximately 23 hours. Until then, take good care and make sure you listen to all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. For Scott Cuddy, I'm Bob Blake. Adios, everybody.